Hello, everyone. It is Hump Day. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And as usual, wherever you are in the world, when you're listening live or on the replay, hi Frankie, hi Lou, hi Minnesota, welcome. Welcome back everyone. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day and my day is going well. Today, but it's a good day. Trying to upload my outro song here. Spanky, wow! Three times a charm! Welcome! Song on here. Let me try this again. Okay, I really should do this before the show, but I always end up uploading the outro song during the show. So anyway, hello everyone. Welcome back. Today, you can thank me later when it's wise to pay your own way. Okay. Oh, you're hooked. Oh, gee. Thank you, Spanky. Thank you. I want to say thank you, Spanky, but thank you. Okay, so when should you pay your own way? When is it good to pay your own way? Me personally, I'm going to start with women again here. I think women, if it's the first date or something, you should pay your own way. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't care what restaurant you're going to, whether it's a five-star, if it's McDonald's, pay your own way. Because things have a way of coming back saying, well, I paid for your dinner. Hey, Deb, welcome. I paid for your dinner, so therefore. You know, so when is it wise to pay your own way? If you're in a group and, hey, crazy, you're in a group and you go somewhere. You know, if that person is, treating, do you let that person treat? Does it depend upon the situation where you're going? Brina, welcome. You know, when should you pay your own way? I've been in a situation where, you know, I did not go on a trip with someone because, it was out of the country. They offered to pay for everything, expenses, everything. But the thing about this person is, and I knew this, and someone else went and I didn't. And then they're calling me, you know, long distance, whispering on the phone about how much they want to come home because this particular person who was paying, you had to do everything they wanted to do. If they wanted to, you know, go see the Eiffel Tower, you had to go see the Eiffel Tower. If you know, if they wanted to, you know, go to a little out of the way, I don't know, whatever, you had to go. You know, it wasn't where, well, you know what, I think I just want to, you know, hang out and, you know, just walk down the whatever and or just stay in the room and just chill because I'm tired. You know, no, I paid, so therefore. You know, so see, Spanky, see, I wasn't going to go there, but you went there. Hey, Mr. A, you went there. See, that's why I say that women should always pay their own way, especially on the first date, because men have a way of coming back saying, well, I paid for your dinner, so that therefore, and I'm sorry, Spanky, just because you pay for a meal does not mean that you get some cuckoo. So, you know. Yes. You know, so, you know, I mean, you know, and then men, when should you pay your own way? If a woman offers to pay for your dinner or pay for a trip or whatever, you know, this particular woman or women, I don't know, you know, they're paying for this and paying for that. Are they just a sugar mama, you know, or, you know, are you just going, you know, just keep taking until, you know, she's not buying anything anymore. And the same thing for women. I mean, you know, if a guy is continuously buying you things, is there a trade-off? Is that trade-off, is it worth it? You know, so when is it good to pay your own way? Okay, Lou says everyone should just pay their own way all the time. Oh, I was thinking more like K-O, K-O-O, K-O-O. You know, so, you know, I mean, you know, and I also think that you should also be in the position to pay your own way. You know, you should be in the position where if something were to happen, you know, don't assume that, you know, this person is going to pay for me. Don't assume, and I even say that if, I don't care if you were going out with the richest person ever, don't assume that just because, hey, Coach Cal, don't assume that, you know, just because this person has a lot of money, and you know they have a lot of money, that they're going to pay. You know, I mean, sometimes maybe they want somebody to treat them. You know, is that wrong for them just because they have a lot of money? You know, can you treat me sometimes? You know, but I just think that you should always be in the position to pay your own way, even to the point where if you're not sure of something and if you don't have the money and you cannot cover your own tab, stay home. You know, just like mom and dad always said, always have that dime quarter for a phone call, however much, even though there's no pay phones hardly anymore, you know, always have that, you know, money for a phone call. So, see, Ms. Ray says, if my wife buys dinner, I definitely put out for her, so she should do that too. Oh, Mr. A, have you been talking to Spanky? Did you guys get together before you all came on this show? Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Oh, boy. Oh, see, y'all got me calling the Lord. But come on, Mr. A, don't you think that, I mean, is that different if you're married to the person as opposed to just dating someone? Is that different? Is that different? You know, and let's say here's a scenario for you. What if your boss said, we're going to have a working dinner? Yeah, right. You know, you're going to have this working dinner. So how can we just can't stay in the office and just work and, you know, do the work and I can go home? You know, so we're going to have this working dinner, and he or she, your boss, turns it into not so much of a working dinner. Do you pay for your own food? Or do you allow your boss to pay, because more than likely they're going to write it off? But to get out of a situation, do you pay? Or do you just not eat? Spanky, spanky, spanky. call AT&T. I don't, okay, see, y'all see. Okay, Lou says, nope, the company pays. Okay, so Lou, again, what if that working dinner turned into something else? You may not have wanted to turn into that, but it turned into that. Okay. Crazy says, if I have to be there, they are paying. Okay. So even if the situation gets to be a little dicey, so to speak, would you still pay? And the only reason why I keep saying this is because if you insist on paying, is that telling the person to back off? And crazy, I totally understand what you're saying. If you're telling me I have to be there, you know, on company time, on my time, whatever, shouldn't it just be, well, just pay me overtime? Would you just still eat the dinner, or would you get up and would you leave? Crazy says, if somebody invites me somewhere, I need to know the rules ahead of time. And if it means you pay and I have to follow rules that you want, then I'm not doing it. But Crazy, everyone doesn't always tell you the rules in advance. I mean, the rules are not always spelled out for you. Lou says, my company throws a monthly dinner for all the employees. Most people never show. Okay, they will. Okay, or I won't go. Okay, no, I know what you meant. I mean, because let me change this up a bit. If you invite someone out to dinner, is it rude to order the most expensive thing on the menu? I personally think that it is, because you don't know the person's what their budget is. I mean, just because they're taking you to a nice restaurant doesn't mean that you order the most expensive thing. And then the other thing is, if someone invites you out to dinner, should you eat it? Because I have invited people out, you know, places, and this one particular person, twice she did this to me, and I stopped and I mean, she's a friend of mine, and I stopped inviting her because she would always order something and she would never eat it. She wouldn't take it home. You know, I would say, do you want a doggy bag? No, that's okay. And she would just take a little bite and that's it. And I think that's rude. if we go out to dinner, then I'll pay and you tip, okay? They'll tell them to pay right away. I invite people expecting them to order expensive that way. But Spanky, is it rude? Is it rude to accept an invitation to dinner and order the most expensive thing or one of the most expensive things? Because there are some people who, you know, they may have saved up, you know, just to do this. You know, they want to, you know, say thank you for something that you did for them or whatever. And they, you know, were saving up and, you know, they want to take you someplace nice. And then you order, you know, the most expensive thing and they can't eat, or, you know, they go to use their debit card and they're overdrawn. They got to worry about, you know, putting the money back before they get that overdraft fee. Okay, so Spanky says, I don't think so unless they specify a budget or something. Okay, so you don't think that it's rude to, if we went someplace and I said, you guys can have whatever you want as long as it's not over, I'm just throwing out a number, not as long as it's not over $25. I mean, then do you look cheap? Okay. Crazy says, that's okay to say. Okay. And Swing says, right. Okay. Coach says, if I pay for all this and you eat like a guinea pig, something small and expensive. See, this is what I'm saying. You know, it's like, you know, is a meal worth that? I mean, come on. Crazy says, if you have a budget, you have a budget. So, Coach, you would never just invite a friend of yours for lunch and just pay? Hey, shy lady, welcome. And welcome, I don't know the name, but welcome. So, Coach, you would never pay for just a friend, y'all just going out and you hanging out and you say, you know, I got this, or don't worry about it. You know, I'm picking up the tab. Coach says, we talk first and understand the mood. Okay. Coach says yes and no. So what is yes and what is no? No. And then there are some times when, you know, you offer to pay for something and people will jump at the chance and say, okay, you know, as opposed to, you know, cause you know, if people offer to pay for me, you know, it's like whatever we're doing, somebody offers to pay, I will always say, no, I'll pay half. You know, some people will automatically, you know, jump at the, okay, you're paying. You know, I think that whether they're offering, you know, if they're inviting you on a trip or something, whatever, you should somewhere along the way offer to pay something, and, you know, or pay half. Coach says, yes, if we know we pay each other back. But Coach, but is it a payback thing? This is what I'm saying. It's a treat. It's not a payback. This is what I'm saying. So you would never just treat one of your male friends. And is there a big deal there? I mean, do women tend to treat their female friends more than guys treat their male friends? I mean, is it a thing where most men won't treat their male friends, but hey Daddy Hoff, but most women treat their female friends? Hello, well, he left. You know, so Okay, Lou says that you wouldn't. Okay, so why wouldn't you? No, best friends play a game. I don't understand that. I don't know what you mean by that. Sorry, still don't know what you mean by that. You never had to, or you never offered, Lou. Again, I'm saying you're offering to treat a male friend. You're a guy, and you're offering to treat a male friend. Watch it, Coach Kyle. Watch it with some of that slang there. I know you're just playing, but. So when you treat someone, do you expect something in return somewhere down the line? And no, I'm not talking about if you treat a female or vice versa, that you're expecting to go to bed with that person. That's not what I'm saying. Do you expect something down the road? At some point, do you say, well, dang, you know, why is it me always offering to treat and they never offer to treat? Why, you know, am I always the one paying for this or doing this or whatever, and this person never, you know, does anything for me? Does that ever cross anyone's mind? Okay, Shani says, I think it depends upon the situation. My husband and I will treat a friend to lunch, especially if he hasn't. Okay, let me read this again. My husband will treat my friend to lunch, especially if he hasn't seen him in a while or know that that particular male friend is having an issue in his life, job, or relationship. Okay? Spanking says, not at all. I'm older and do things with expecting anything back. Or without expecting anything back, Spanking. So you are expecting something, you're not. One person I treat usually treats me back. Okay. Without. Okay. So Spanking says, not all. I'm older and do things without expecting anything back. Is that because of lessons learned, Spanky? Lessons learned in the past that, you know, just don't expect anything back because most people won't. Okay. Okay. No, I mean, you know, and I get that because, I think I'm a generous person, you know, and I treat people and I do things for people. And, you know, sometimes you do look around and say, well, damn, you know, when you go, you know, I'm always doing this. When are you going to do something for me? No, I totally get it. You know, yeah. So should there be an expectation if somebody treats you and you're, okay, put it like this, you're treating someone, why should there be an expectation that you're going to get something? Especially if you're on a first date, you know, you're paying for her meal or vice versa. She's paying for yours. This is a first date. Why would you expect something more than a thank you and I had a good time or whatever? What if it was a horrible date? What if it was a horrible first date? Let's see. You know, what if, you know, what if the person that you took out, they don't like you, you don't like them. I mean, you all just don't, you know, that vibe just isn't there. You know, and when we offer, I mean, even with our friends, when we offer to do things, should they come back and say, you know, hey, you know, don't worry about it, or I'll pay half, or, you know, I'll give you this, you know, whatever. Is there always an expectation if you don't pay your own way? Is there always that expectation that somebody's going to want something more? See, Coach says, I've had one and shot myself in the head on that one. See, and I hope you're working hard, Spanky. See, Coach says, I took a chick out on a date and it was stupid of me because we were drinking and then she started getting loud and obnoxious, and I told her to calm the hell down. She got mad and I drove her home. The next day she came to my house saying she was sorry, and I was like fixing up my dad's boat and going out on the lake. And that day she was a cute girl, but I was like, I don't need that mess. Okay. All right. Well, they say when people show you who they are, you know, on the first date, you know, you should kind of hold your liquor and control yourself. I don't think, and Charlie says, I don't think there is always an expectation based on the people that I know. Okay. Let's see. Hey, Blonde, I didn't even see you pop in. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. 132 ounce. That's not a lot. I mean, at least I don't think so. I don't know. I just think that, especially if you are a female, that you pay your own way. And if the guy is insisting on paying, to me, that's a red flag. It's like, why are you insisting on paying? I said that, you know, I would pay my own way, or even, to make it even better, just pick, you know, if you said, okay, I'll just pick up the whole tab, and if they keep insisting, to me, that is a red flag that you're not going to be able to just say, thank you very much, enjoy the evening, and you go home. That there is something that that person is expecting. Hey, Angel Bear, welcome. Nope, it's not a lot. Red flag, they're emotional. Screw that. Hey, fair use. Welcome, welcome. You know, I don't know, guys. You know, because, again, I say, always expect to pay, no matter where you are, no matter, you know, whomever you're with. Expect to pay. I don't care if you're with your best friend, your worst enemy, your coworker, your boss, you know, mother, father, whatever. Always expect to pay. Because number one, you never know, something could happen, you know, and you're going to need to, you know, pay your own way anyway. If you go on a trip and someone is treating and, you know, paying for everything, have some money, be ready, and you know, be ready to offer. So would you guys at least offer if someone, you know, again, you're on that trip and all expenses paid by your friend, do you at least offer? Or do you, to me, it's like, they may be paying for everything, but is it rude not to offer, and don't get mad if they take you up on the fact that you're offering to pay for half of this and they take you up on it? Would you offer? See, my reputation means a lot. Depends on the friend relationship. See, I have to disagree with that because no matter who it is, good friends or just friends or an acquaintance, if they're treating or something, I'm still going to offer. I'm still going to sincerely offer. And if they take me up on it, then okay, but I am going to offer. I'm not that, you know, for me, I'm not that first person to say, okay, hey, I'll pay. And I'm like, oh, sure. You know, no. Fair Use says, I agree. Be ready. Charlie says, I never assume anything. I come with my money. Who thinks like that? When we have to be naive, in my opinion. Charlie, you would be amazed. Well, maybe you're not amazed, you know, but there are a lot of people who will not be prepared. And I admit, I have gone places before just totally, totally unprepared. You know, and with the situation that it was, I never would make that mistake again. Ever. Okay, but I don't think it's just, you know, the key word for roses. I got your back next time. I think it should be for anyone. For anyone, I have your back next time. I'll cover it next time. But for some people, Coach, some people, the next time comes and, you know, this like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and they don't have your back. They don't cover it. Doing time. I don't know, Coach. You could be as patient as you want, but some people, you know, that next time for them never comes. And when the next time does come, they're looking at you to cover them again. Well, I mean, you can say that about women too. I mean, there are women who, you know, I mean, who have each other, who truly have each other. I don't think it's a male or female thing. I think it's and Coach says life lessons. I don't think it's a male or female thing. You know, I think it's a human thing. Either you're going to be upstanding and do what you say that you were going to do, or you're not. You know? I mean, simple. Either you are or you're not. I'm only one person that I do what you said to. You know. Well, thankfully I have several, but I pretty much know the people who I can depend on and the people who I can't. I know the people who will look for a free ride and the ones that won't. You know, and you know, and that goes for a lot of things. Coach says no is even without depending on the payback. It's only one person I do that to, and it's someone I grew up with, and I always tell that person they don't have to pay me back. Okay. Chalet says, even my adult kids get surprised when we go out, and we sometimes offer to pay for their dinners. They'll even say, Mom, Dad, let me send you some cash and let me pay the tip. They don't always assume we're paying. You know, and I think that that's, I think that that's good. You know, you know, because they are being an adult, you know, you're not the child anymore. You may still be with mom and dad, but you know, hey, I got this, you know, let, let me pay. You know, here's my half, or, you know, whatever. I don't know, Coach. I think kids do. You know, because you have some kids who well into their, you know, later years, still expect mom and dad to pay for everything. I mean, last week, you know, we were talking about the people, I think it was Australia. I can't even remember the country. Woman had to take her two 40-something-year-old sons to court to get them out of her house because they wouldn't leave. They said that, you know, that as a parent, they are, you know, parents are supposed to take care of their children. These were two grown-ass men, healthy, good jobs, and never did anything around the house and never paid for anything. You know, so kids do count. You know, so some kids are making the money and they sometimes offer to treat the parents. And I think it's good that, you know, that children offer to treat their parents. But I'm saying, but you have some children that are selfish and will not do that. They will always expect you to pay. You know, you're sitting there eating and the check comes and everybody just looks at it. You know? Charlie says, not my family. There's three boys. I'm the only one that buys my parents their favorite food. You know, I mean, some people will, some people won't. But I do believe that there is a time when it is wise to pay your own way. There is a time when you should offer to pay, even though someone else is treating. I do believe that there is a time when you should, you know, say, you know what, that's okay. I got this, you know, let me pay, or thank you very much for the offer, but you know, I'll buy my own ticket. I'll buy whatever. See, Charlie says, my husband has a friend whose son is doing quite well. He makes much more than the dad. The son is in investment banking. So does the son pay for his parents, or does he expect the father to pay for his pay for his things? You know, and don't get me wrong. I don't think that there's anything wrong with parents helping out their kids. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. But I do believe that there is a time when kids should step up and they should pay. I mean, even if they're not adults, you know, even if they're teens, whatever, you know, it's a good learning lesson. I mean, when my son was 10, he took me to lunch, you know, he had saved his money, whatever. And, you know, we went out. You know, wasn't any place, wasn't five-star or anything, but, you know, he had his money. He's sitting there counting it, whatever, you know. I thought it was cute. I appreciated it very, very much. But it was also, you know, a teachable moment. Okay, Shelley says, yes, a lot of times the son offers. Mr. Ray says, I would never let my mother pay for dinner. I even sneak and tell the waiter to put her food on my bill. She doesn't like me playing all the time. Coach says I was the worst child in the family, and one day I had to grow up. Well, there are a lot of people who need to grow up, who are grown and still need to grow up. I don't know, y'all. You know, I just think that there's always a time when it's wise to pay your own way. There's always time when you should always have that mad money with you just in case. Who knows? Somebody may treat you to dinner and they go to pay the bill and their credit card is not going through. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you never know. You never know when your money, you're going to need your money. You know, so anyway. Let's see. Hey, Power Girl, welcome. Let's see. Okay, I'm caught up on all the comments. So, does anybody think I'm wrong? I'm right, in the middle, whatever. But no one really answered my question from before when I said, why does it seem like that women will offer to treat their girlfriends more so than a guy will offer to treat their male friends? Mr. A says, my kid paid for my dinner once. And I felt bad, so I snuck money into her purse. See, okay, but Mr. A, did she pay for your dinner because she was treating you? Because see, my son, he was treating me. He said, you know, mommy, I want to take you to lunch. You know, he wanted to do it. And I let him do it. So again, you know, I'm not going to sneak money into his wallet or anything. He wanted to do it, you know, and at 10 years old, again, like I said, you know, it was sweet. It was nice. But it's also a teachable moment. You know, it is teaching, you know, that responsibility. So did she pay for your dinner because you didn't have the money or she was treating you? Their emotional respect. Yes, she was working her first job and she wanted to thank me for taking her. So she was treating you. Why not just let her have her moment? Why not just, you know, she got her first job. She wanted to spend some money. She wanted to spend on dad. I think that's nice. Coach, I'm going to take myself out of what you just said. Women could be friends and still treat each other. If you're my enemy, I'm not treating you. I am not treating you. Well, whether she has the problem or not, Mr. A, at least let her have her moment at that particular time. Treat you, and then if she needs some money, then you can decide if you're going to loan her some money when the weekend comes. So, but no, Coach, if you're an enemy, why would I treat you? Nope. Sorry. Mm-mm. Not happening. At least not with me. So, but anyway, hold on, guys. I never did. Give me a moment here. I never added my outro music. Okay. All right. And it's added. Anyway, guys, that is all I have. Let's see. Coach says, I've seen it and it baffled me. It baffled me. Oh, excuse me. It baffled me. Okay. Okay, Charlotte, you said I do have treat people I don't like. Are you saying you have treated people that you don't like? I don't treat people I don't like. So you're not putting that have in there. I don't treat people I don't. I mean, why would you treat someone that you don't like? I mean, why? I'm not treating you. If I don't like you, I'm not treating you. I mean, why? What is the purpose of me treating someone that I don't like? Why would someone treat me if they don't like me? If I know you don't like me, I'm not expecting you to treat me. And if you do want to treat me, I'm like, okay, what's the ulterior motive here? Thank you, but no thank you. It is crazy. It is. You know, but hey, you want to spend your money like that, but me, no, I'm going to pass. You may slip something in my food or nope. Mm-mm. Not going to happen. So anyway, guys, again, that is all I have today. Tomorrow is Thursday. I will have open discussion, no topic. We will not be on Podbean. And same thing for Friday, my open bars at 5 p.m. Pacific time. I'm in California. Again, those both shows are only supposed to be for an hour. And for the next couple of weeks, we will not be doing the shows on Podbean. We will be over there. So, see, Coach says, but your greatest enemy can have the similar enemy. I don't understand that. Your greatest enemy can have the similar enemy. I don't know what you mean by that, Coach. I'm not understanding that. But okay. Well, everyone, thank you for coming today. Much appreciated. Y'all quiet today. Monday, everybody was talking, and you know, today, last 2 days, y'all just quiet. It's just that my shows have been boring the last 2 days. Either way, I do appreciate y'all coming. You all know that I do. No, crazy. I know you do. So I'm gonna leave you all with a song by the late great. I am a Nancy Wilson fan. And it's called "Face It, Girl, It's Over." never boring, just busy. Thank you, Brina. So again, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Open discussion. The last two shows last week, Thursday and Friday shows, had me rolling. A lot of fun. So once again, here we go. Face It, Girl, It's Over, Nancy Wilson.
When you look into his eyes and he turns away, when you're at a corner table and there's nothing much to say, does he have to draw your pictures? Does he have to spell it out? Face it, girl, it's over. When he glances at his watch and it isn't late, and you try hard to amuse him but he doesn't concentrate, just how plainly can he tell you? Does he have to shout out loud? Face it, girl, oh! What's the use in hanging on? Miley slowly slips away from you. Don't go along for the ride. Keep some semblance of pride. There's really nothing else you can do. Well, the time has come, I know, for our last goodbye. Guess I'll have to go on living when it's easier to die. Give me strength enough to take it. Take it like a woman should.
You better face it, girl.
Give me the strength I need to take it.
You better face it, girl.
Gotta go on, I gotta make it.
You better face it now.
I know it's over. It's over.
Y'all, some people need to face it, not just women. A lot of people need to face a lot of things. Men need to face it when when girlfriend says, dude, it's over. Face it. But that's another show. All right, y'all. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening wherever you are in the world. And I hope to see y'all at Open Discussion tomorrow. We will be over on Discord. So, And Brina, thank you for not giving me the clap today. I had to say that. Had to say it. So anyway, well, thank you. Thank you. Now she's showing me some love after she gave me the clap. But thank you, Brina. I hope to see y'all tomorrow. Bye.